Did you ask about SEO? I can't remember.
No, the other guy, but obviously it's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, the other guy. I'll just skip over it really quickly. There are basically three SEO packages that I recommend. One is all-in-one SEO, and that's free. Second one is WordPress SEO, which is also free. But the best one I found is Measure My SEO, and that's by Jason Fladlin again. It gives you a little chatterlight thing, tick system, about when your SEO is correct. So it's really, really easy to use. They say, well, you know, you've done this, you've done that, but you haven't used the H1 tags, you know, and Google looks for that, so you correct that. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, reappraises it, gives you a green tick for that. So it's it's really, really, really good.
Does that include things like your backlinks and your title, the main name even?
Title, domain name, yes. Now, backlinks is completely different. Measure My SEO and any other SEO package, they only concentrate on what is called on-page SEO. So that's stuff that's literally on your site. Now, backlinks are off-page, so they're on somebody else's site linking back to you. And backlinks don't work like they used to either.
So not as important as they used to be
because Google's algorithm changes all the time.
Yeah. All right.
Measure My SEO sounds pretty good. I really strongly recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you might be a little way off doing this because. Do you run webinars at all?
No.
All right. I'll just mention it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to be using webinars,
if
you ever need webinar replay software, which makes your video look like a live webinar, so it starts at a particular time and date booked by the person, then the best one on the market...
So it's just a recording, actually.
It is actually just a recording, but it looks exactly like a webinar.
Yeah.
The best one on the market is WP Webinar. Armin Morin.
So, Armin Morin is it? Yeah. So that records, and what would you do? Would you do that with?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't record. It's just replay software. Okay. So for recording, you'd use something like GoToWebinar and record it like I'm doing now.
Oh, I see. GoToWebinar to record.
Yep, and then this package to play it back, and there's a squeeze page where you put in your details, you go onto a list, and then it sends you prompts because you book the webinar like 2 days out, so it then sends you prompts, you know, saying, you know, you're booked on this webinar at this time, and then next day it sends you another one, and then an hour beforehand it sends you another one, etc. You know, so it's really, really good. It's totally automated.
Because basically then on webinars you've got interactive like this, and then you've got just a recording.
So with a replay, there'd be no interaction.
No, clearly. But that could be good in a way, especially if you've got it, if you think you've made a good recording.
Exactly.
And if you haven't, then you can just do it again or edit or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you edit it on GoToWebinar? No.
No, you'd need to use something like Camtasia, or Camtasia is the one I'd recommend for editing.
So could you take your GoToWebinar recording and stick it in Camtasia?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good, isn't it? Yeah. I do all the time.
It's all there, really, isn't it? All this. It's just like magic, really.
Camtasia's lovely. I mean, it's not a cheap package, but it's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Right. I left one of the best till last.